Hey, thanks for calling. To connect and talk, just say your name and what you're calling about after the beep.
John, Local Splash, Google listing.
Hey, thanks.
Hello.
Hey, Steve.
Hello.
It's John over at Local Splash.
Hey, there, buddy. Hold on one second. Hold on one second.
Okay.
One second. Man. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay, how you doing?
Sorry. All right, I'm good. All right, beautiful.
How many times you called? Did you just call me?
I called you one time before, and I was like, you know, I'll try one more time. That's about it.
Yeah, it's I'm in the room with the computer, and I forgot my phone upstairs. And I'm
looking
for the call, and then I say, "What is he calling me up and stuff?" But yeah, I just got the phone when I saw you. So
all good, man.
Yeah,
no worries.
In front of the computer.
Okay. Beautiful. All right, so. The very first thing is, I want to make sure we have everything in line on our end over here. And before we even get started on everything, I want to say, Steve, that I'm going to stay on the phone with you until the very end. So you actually, after payment, I want to make sure you see on paper, through email, and through on text, everything we discuss that's included in your package. Read through it slowly while I'm on the phone. That way you feel good. All
right? Right. I'm here for you. So, you know,
right.
Take as much time you need to, you know. Whatever, because when I'm busy, you know, I get real busy and then I couldn't talk.
That's
so
okay.
I'm here for you. I have, you know, love talking to you.
I appreciate that. All right. So, Steve, it's short for Steven, right? Is it S-T-E-P-H-E-N?
No, S-T-E-V-E.
Oh, okay. Steve. Beautiful. Oh, okay. Gotcha. And Steve, how do you spell your last name?
N-G-U-Y-E-N.
E-S. How do you pronounce that? That's different.
You can pronounce it like Nugen or Wayne.
Oh, wow. It's stereotypical. I just have a lot of Vietnamese friends, so I wasn't sure. Isn't that Vietnamese?
That's Vietnamese. Yeah, there's a lot of them on the same last name.
Get out of town. All right. So I want to make sure.
Nguyen.
All right. I got N-G-U-Y-E-N. Okay, perfect. And then... Steve, is this the best phone number to reach you? The 7757?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
What about for your customers? Do you want them to reach out to that same phone number or a different number?
Same number.
Okay. Beautiful. We'll go over that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll go over that in just a moment as well. Have the business name is Expert Handyman, the and symbol, General Contractor, address 716 Douglas Drive, Cherry Hill, 08034. Is that right?
Sure, yes.
All right, perfect. So the very first thing is I want to make sure that we secure a time for you and our technicians to go over everything that we go over today, just to make sure I didn't miss something or misspelled anything especially. You know, and also in case if you may want to add more things, you still have some time to do that as well before we go live on everything here as well. Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance?
Tomorrow is Friday, right?
Yes, sir. Wow, it's Friday already.
Saturday.
Tomorrow's Friday, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that, you know, like this time of the day.
Yeah, okay. The latest I could do is at 6 o'clock your time. Would that work for you?
I could be here at 6?
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
We can, yeah.
Okay, beautiful. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you and them an email right now, just so that way you hit yes on your side, they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay? So I want to make sure that they see that and you see that. So give me just a second.
Okay.
And they're going to call from California time, okay? So it'll be 3 o'clock their time, but it'll be 6 o'clock your time, okay?
Okay.
And I'm sending that right now. Let me know once you receive it and then hit yes on your side And we'll take it from there. I'll put in a reminder for them right now.
Okay.
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 Awesome.
Okay, just, okay, the invite, local, okay, got it? Yes?
That's us. Perfect. Okay.
Yep.
Just gonna hit, I'm not sure if on the computer it says accept or yes. I don't know which one it is, but whichever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Then the sign in to, I guess, Google Calendar. I don't know.
Yeah, it'll automatically assign it.
Just hook next, okay.
Yeah, I should hit yes on that, and let me see if it comes through on my end here.
And next, something went wrong. Sorry, something went wrong. Did I try again? So, next. Yes, just sign in. Google Calendar.
No. If you, are you signed in to your Google account? Or signed in to your email?
I guess I'm always signed in. Yeah, I'm always signed in, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so you don't have to hit anything else. It should pop up in your inbox, and then when you're in there, you hit yes or accept on that. Don't do anything further than that, though.
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, and then
Friday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific, it was okay.
Yep, there you go.
You guess it, okay. And then the try for explaining it. There's a couple options here.
Yeah, all you're going to hit is yes. That's it. Nothing else.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. And then also, we're going to be developing a Facebook business page with those ads for you as well. Do you have a Facebook business page already made or no?
I don't know. I was playing around with it. I think a friend of mine made it for me. I think I do. I think I'm not really into this that much. I'm just busy all the time. And
yeah.
You can tell, I know I haven't.
Yeah.
I think I do. It's under Expert Handyman, I guess,
Okay, I'll find that right now. Let me just Google it.
Okay.
All right, let me see here. Okay, let's see. There we go. Yep. Okay. And then do you want me to keep everything identical on your Google listing as far as your time frame? Because I show here Monday through Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. And then we're definitely not building you a website because you already have a beautiful one there. So that's good. How do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check, PayPal, Venmo?
Cash, check. PayPal, Venmo, okay. Doesn't matter.
Okay. I always suggest using Zelle. I mean, we're not affiliated with them, but they don't tax anything right now. So I'll just put that in there just in case because it comes straight from customers' bank account straight to yours. So something to help you out with.
Zelle's good.
Sir. And then also what I'm going to do here. Okay, and then how far out exactly do you want to go? Do you want to do 50 miles? I know we discussed it before. I just want to confirm on that, though.
50 is fine.
50? Okay. Remember, communication,
is like,
right?
Is that like the so 50 is basically that's the standard?
Believe it or not, a lot of companies go about 50 miles out. Yeah, it's with give or take without traffic. I mean, it's about an hour drive.
Yeah. So basically, that's 50, 30 miles. That's all the prices are the same, right?
Exactly. Yeah. No, your pricing will never change. Yeah. I'm not going to, if it was something different, I will let you know right away. Yes, sir. I'm not going to do you wrong. So again, everything we're talking about today is identical pricing. Nothing's changing. Yeah. Now, how do you, would you like to be contacted with your customers? Phone, text, email, or all three?
Text and email would be great.
Yeah. Okay.
Phone, I don't answer unless I know the number. There's so many spam calls, so it's ridiculous. I have robo apps to answer my call right now.
I noticed that. That's actually pretty cool, by the way.
I'm working, I'm working, and then my hand's dirty. Phone ring. Clean my hand, walk, pick up the phone, and somebody's trying to sell me something. Believe it or not, I don't know if you've got to me or not, but I curse them out. I get so pissed off,
Do you really?
You get real pissed off.
Oh, man. Well, first off, thank you for not, ripping one into me. I appreciate that.
Yours doesn't, yours is different. But a lot of people just call up and say, you can tell right away. You got a bunch of people behind on the background talking already, talking to people. And, it's just stupid. It's just ridiculous. So I'd rather not, go through, call. Text is good because if you text me, I know who it is.
Right.
Or they call me and I'll say, So it's pretty bad, so I get pretty upset because I'm busy doing something and working and wash my hand and pick up the phone and do this. A scammer.
True that.
Somebody starts selling something. And it gets kind of annoying.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I always try to respect the time, at the end of the day, you guys are working, right? And I want to make sure I'm not disturbing because the last thing we want is to hurt your business. That defeats the whole purpose of this whole thing. So, all right. So the next thing here.
If it's important like this, then it's fine.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So here's the next thing, Steve. Far as your services you want to be found for, I have handyman, I got general contractor. Those are obviously their essentials already, but I also have carpentry. I was looking at through your website as well too. You do custom kitchen and installation.
Yes, I do a lot of kitchen remodel right now, but I really want to concentrate in flooring. Yeah, that's the only thing I want to do right now. Just flooring. Flooring and kitchen.
Flooring and kitchen. Nothing else. Oh, okay. Perfect. I got you, sir. So when it comes to flooring, if it's all right with you. Yeah, I could put in, just as a help to
flooring,
open the mind a little bit. We could do flooring. Do you do the word installation or repair?
Yes. Floor installation, repair, refinishing, restoration. And also, kitchen remodel, custom kitchen remodel, and then bathroom remodels. So basically flooring, kitchen, and bath. That's the only thing I'm looking at. If I can get all flooring, I don't want to do anything else. No kitchen, no bathroom. I don't want to do the work anymore.
Yes, sir. I feel that.
So.
One thing we don't get back is that time, All right. Go.
Yeah, I'm 58 right now, so, I'm pretty old. Getting old.
Ah, stop. You're still young. All right, here we go. All right, so I have all these for now. And again, if they're going to review everything and talk with you again tomorrow on all of this, okay? So make sure if tonight or if it comes to mind, you're like, oh, I forgot to tell John I do stain flooring. I don't know, I'm just making some craziness out here. But then just let them know when they review that with you and they'll add it for you, okay? There's no additional charges for this stuff. So I never want you to hesitate when you need something, okay? So that's that there. What I'm going to do is go ahead and send this over to them now. That way, they're not starting from scratch when they speak to you tomorrow. They're going to know how everything's going to be done. Next thing what we're going to do is we're going to do that voice verification part I was telling you about. That's all recorded. That way, you're protected. I'm not taking a no for an answer because this is protecting you as far as being grandfathered in for the life of you being with us for that same price. Okay? So even if our company goes in-house and the pricing moves up, your pricing would be grandfathered in on this. Okay?
All right.
So I'm going to get this ready for you. I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning here. Try to answer as clear as possible. If you have questions or concerns, by all means, stop me in my tracks. I'll be happy to answer them for you. All right, Steve?
All right,
here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Expert Handyman and General Contractor.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Steve Nugent, I'm the owner.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a second, Steve, and hit pause here. I want to make sure you're always well taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is after this recording, I'm going to set up a security question. So that way, anytime we call in, we'll ask that security question, and then you know it's us because we're asking it. But we'll know it's you because you'll know the answer to that question.
Right.
Okay? We want to keep everything confidential. That's all.
Right.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to continue here. Here we go.
Okay.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I guess, right?
Yeah, so pretty much that's just saying that tomorrow, for example, our technicians, they're not going to be able to read your mind. So if you need something done, let them know at your best effort so that way we can make it happen for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's a big word. That kind of throw me off a little bit.
Yeah. It catches a lot. Don't worry. All right. I'll continue here. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on March 23rd in the non-refundable amount of $348. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 23rd of every month in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
All right, beautiful. Like I promised, you know, I wanted to make sure you see how, if in case may be, if you separate ways, and I also wanted to grandfather you in on this pricing, okay? So next part is your security question. Please don't forget your answer, okay? I don't want you getting locked out of your own account.
All right.
All right. You have 3 choices, right? You have 3 choices. You have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or
left,
your
left,
first
left,
pet's
left,
name.
Right there.
Yep. Which
so
one?
The first mother maiden name.
Okay, perfect. And what would that answer be?
That's the mother maiden name, right?
Yeah, mother's maiden name.
Mother?
Yes, sir.
The first one?
Mm-hmm.
It said DIN, D-I-N-H.
Oh, right, perfect.
D-I-N-H.
Now, this will never change, okay? So if anyone tries to change this for any reason, just know that that's a huge red flag. Okay. Hang up the phone right away if that's the case.
Right. Okay.
All right. And Steve, on the card that we'll be using today, is it just the first and last name, Steve Nugent, or is there a middle initial?
No. Steve is the name I use, my nickname.
Okay.
So, my real name is Nam, N-A-M. And, here's my card. NAM, last name is the same thing, Nugent. And the card I'll be using is a Visa, Capital One Visa.
Okay. I won't
and
repeat the numbers out loud.
4147.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, 4147-0986-6000. 6429-7074.
Okay, beautiful. And the expiration date?
Is 0325.
Okay. And the also, there should be a security code, right?
Yes.
And what would that be?
It's 420.
One more time, just in case I have it right. I don't want to repeat out loud.
4147.
Oh, no, no, the just security code, sorry.
the 420.
Okay, gotcha. All right, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and make sure before I process this payment, okay, I need to make sure that it's grandfathered in, so I hope you don't mind. Appreciate your patience, but I just want to make sure you're taken care of, all right, Steve? So I want to make sure that this is not changing. Now, on the account, it's going to be as your first name, the real name as Nam, okay? But we can call you by Steve, obviously. You know, I just want to make sure.
Yes, well, that's why I go by Steve.
But, yeah, okay.
Everything else is, yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. No worries, no worries. Okay, so it looks good here on my end. I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for $348. Nothing more. Now, once it goes through, just know that you're going to receive a text and an email regarding on the price of everything with your invoice. So let me know as soon as that comes through here, okay?
All right.
All right, so it's processing now. Okay. It says, suspect is fraud. You may have a lock on there. Did a text message come to you saying, is this
right.
You making the payment type of deal?
Yeah, just in case you didn't see it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, was declined local splash 348 because some your code information was incorrect. That was, it was in, some information was entered incorrectly. Check your card expiration date and secure code. Try again. So, probably the expiration date and the code is different.
Okay,
so
I have
the expiration
March.
Date is 0325.
Uh-huh. 25. Okay. And I have the security code.
Yes.
430?
420.
Oh, okay. Got it. Got it. Thank you, sir. All right. Just wanted to make sure here. Okay. So I'm going to try that one more time here. For 348 only.
Mm-hmm.
I'm processing now. Okay. Yeah, this one's going through. Perfect. So let me know whichever comes first. You have a text and an email coming to you. Let me know which one.
Well, the text in front of me.
The text came through already?
Text.
Awesome. Hey.
Uh-huh.
Okay. In here on your text, there's supposed to be a spot where it says click here to accept terms. Do you see anything like that?
No. Email? How about email?
Yeah, let's go with the email then. It should just say invoice, uh-huh.
Okay, please here to accept the description and term, okay. Local first time experience, okay. Okay. Nothing else to say. Yeah, there's nothing to click on, I guess. On the bottom, okay, sign, right?
Yeah, I should say click here to accept terms, though. That way you can see what's all included in the breakdown. Oh, okay, beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah, I just want to make sure you read through it carefully.
And you got this long... I can't read all that. Come on, seriously?
take your time, though. That's what I'm here for, man.
If I trust your word, then...
Okay. Well, the Facebook ad breakdown,
right? That's what I'm doing,
all of it. Just wanted to make sure I keep to my end of promises. You know, I never break it. Okay.
Right. So
towards the bottom.
Let's get far.
Okay. So right above where you click to sign your name, there's a box that you need to check off first, and then you type in your actual name, Nam Nguyen, and then let me know where it takes you next.
Okay. So it says sign, click here, and type your name as seen above. Okay. Then they ask for a sprite. 3/23/23, is that right?
Yes, sir. Today's the 23rd.
Yeah, right date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I'm lost. Okay, done. It's a confirmed signature, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So please accept the term by checking on the of the above checkbox. So I have to go back and I guess certify I'm authorized with that right there. Done. And
okay.
And that's the username and password.
Beautiful. That's how I know you did it correctly there.
So
tomorrow, when our technicians call you.
Enter my username?
Yep, nope. Mm-hmm. We stop right here. All right, Steve. So what happens next is our technicians, they want to make sure to maneuver through that with you. So that way you can see for yourself where the customers are calling from, keep track of your analytics. You'll even be able to see the keywords that are being searched to find you as well, too. That way, if you need help changing and modifying anything,
okay.
That's what our team is there for as well. All right, Steve?
Okay, good. Also, one last thing.
Yes, sir.
Ask for username and password. So don't mess with that?
Don't mess with that. Yeah, they're gonna develop that with you tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. You got it. Okay, so we all good.
Yes, we are. Yes, sir. I appreciate your time.
That wasn't bad, right? No, it wasn't bad. Just half an hour, so which is fine. I appreciate your time, too, as well. I appreciate you calling me. Hopefully
yes,
it works out, and then we can go to next level.
I know it will. And, hey,
okay. Listen,
once it does go through very well, if you're wanting to spread your wings and ask for other few things here, I'll make sure to get you the lowest pricing within our company
will.
As well, too. Yeah, I promise you that. All right, so...
I'll stay in touch. Well, I want to move to the next step.
Sounds like a plan. All right.
Thank you.
Sounds good. All right, sir. Take care.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.